I don't have my notes with me.
Oh, okay.
Do you want
to? All right. So today we're going to talk about Lumiskin. All right. We're going to make this thing where we're going to open up a brand, brand packaging, their main product, their hero product every single week. And basically we're going to walk through their unboxing experience, what they got you hooked on from an ad point of view. I'll talk through the operations side. And then hopefully by the end of it, we're learning a bunch about what these brands are doing. And so we can take it and sort of teach other people. So we're all on the same page. That's essentially the deal.
Tristan, you are the man of honor. I'm going to unbox the brand.
Today we are talking Lumen.
So it's come in a very nice black box, which is already above most brands. It's not a box, it's a
satchel.
So this is their free trial offer. We should talk through it.
Yeah. I mean,
this is the free trial, that their main hero offer, that they're running 300 plus ads at the moment. Black Friday, not even running late yet, all purely this free trial.
First one, how the free trial works. Obviously QR code straight away, which is fantastic. Try it out for 30 days. If you love your experience, keep it going. I'm assuming there's a catch to this. Have you auto-subscribed? Is that how this works?
Yeah, so it auto-subscribes you, but I immediately canceled. But to cancel, you had to contact customer support. It wasn't easy, there's a bit of friction.
That's so funny. All right, so it comes with 5? It comes with 5 things in the free trial. It comes with, they put the bubble mailer as an item. All right, it comes with 4 things. Charcoal face wash, charcoal scrub, instant redness corrector, and welcome to the free Lumen Insight. Okay, it comes with 3 packages.
Really? So they advertise it as 4 free products. So that's interesting.
3.
Interesting.
It's actually so much smaller than I thought. 10 mils.
What she said. Cut that out. Yeah, interesting. So they got, shot at the camera. So you're the man that's presenting this one today.
Charcoal face wash, tiny, 10 mils. I can see how it becomes a free trial. What is a face wash? What is charcoal face wash?
Well, charcoal is like, I think there's a couple of reasons they do that. One is charcoal is really good at absorbing things in your skin. It's good for like cleansing. They also have like charcoal tablets and stuff. But I think it being black too.
Yeah.
Is like.
For the male market.
Yeah. You can see there. So Lumen charcoal, I like it. So very small, 10 mils. Wow. Which would be like, how many uses there?
I think it's like 1 use.
Yeah, that might even be the case. So really interesting trial size. Does it come with another one here that says, subscribe for full size. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So they got that one. Then they got the redness corrector. Oops. Even just like if you pay attention to the packaging, I think the packaging is super important here. So they have how to use it on the back there. Then they have ingredients, of course, why you should use it, and then they've even labeled the steps. I think it's really important, especially if you're targeting male brands, right? Male market, sorry. They make it super clear. Like this one you can see here, it says clean is step 1.
Yeah, but these both say clean.
Oh, do they really?
Yeah, so there's 2 clean.
Well, that actually might just be a mock-up from that brand. So whoever the owner is of Lumen Skin on the marketing team, make sure you update your packaging because this is definitely wrong.
Does yours say clean as well?
Yeah, they both say clean, but this is meant to be Oh, no, this is clean too. Is that face wash as well?
This is charcoal scrub clean.
Okay, maybe they don't have clean. A hydrate. That's interesting. It makes sense.
That's missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Although both of us don't use
Well, you know what it is though. So to get this right, which is even more interesting, you actually have to fill out a quiz. And at the end of the quiz, they give you a recommendation of a trial package you'd have. So I imagine they have a trial version of every single product and they give you the little sample, and because it's tailored for you, you're more likely to convert. So very interesting. So we've got 3 little trial boxes. They look very adorable actually. Very cute and look great. And I love this. Like, this
What does that say?
Congrats, you're a luminary. So I guess that's like their version of, you know.
It's their community. So on their website, I was looking at it when we were talking about this brand. They have a community page and they basically highlight a singular customer every single month. And it's like, our luminary of the month is blank. And it's like, oh, he's an entrepreneur, he's a real estate investor, and he's a single dad.
Which is amazing because that's like a perfect example of knowing your target market and like calling out.
Yeah.
That exact, like celebrating people in your community. It's really, really cool. I love that. That's awesome. And then they have how the trial works. And then it's all about getting people, because this is a retention play, right? Like they're not making any money off charging for shipping. If my guess was out on the cost per acquisition, they're probably getting it for $50 for skincare. That would usually make sense for this kind of thing. And the fact that you pay the trial and it costs about $15 for shipping tells you that they would be making a loss and really need this to be subscribers. So very interesting. Tells you that the refills every 2 months makes it really easy. And actually has a little scan here your look on how to actually use it, which I think a lot of brands miss out on, the idea of using QR codes for showing tutorials. So big, big fan of these guys and their marketing strategy here. A really easy one. Who do you reckon, like, from our portfolio or brands in general, would like benefit from doing trial things like this? Because this is a unique strategy you don't see much of.
You know who came to mind straight away?
Who?
Food.
Yes.
Anything where there's a high risk tolerance in terms of not liking it, like an immediate not like. Like toys, for example, you can't have a free trial. The kid gets over it in six days and it's like, oh well, food. I reckon the brand, like healthcare food, anything that's like performance based, not that we work with something like a Powerade, but someone who would do something like that would have like an opportunity. It's like a shot, like a free trial. How much did this cost? So it was free plus shipping? Is that what the offer is?
Yeah, free plus shipping. They had it, or you just fill out the questionnaire, and then at the end of the questionnaire, it took you to a direct checkout with the products, and it had just the discount automatically applied. I paid, I think, $15 shipping from Sydney, I believe. So yeah, pretty cool. I agree, food would be really good to try. I think anything where you can kind of get an immediate result or feeling, that kind of passes the test for me. If you can't really show the result or make someone feel the instant benefit, you're not gonna have very strong retention.
You need that instant gratification.
And I feel like this being black is what makes it really interesting. It's like when you put it on, it feels like you're almost getting a benefit out of it. Maybe it has some sort of feeling or a nice scent as well. So I think that's why this could be really successful and how it works. And I love that the instructions are super clear. I think one thing is that brands make it way too oblivious and too vague on what you're actually meant to do with the products, especially when you're talking to men.
Yeah. I mean, you were mentioning the other day when we were talking about doing this brand that they've got like the whole GQ positioning, they've got all that sort of set. Do you reckon that whole GQ push, PR push is helping them?
Do you believe it when you see PR articles like that? Do you believe that they're real?
I mean, we're in marketing. I immediately think they paid for that.
Yeah. Well, I get super sus about it too. So of course I Googled it and like looked at their article and it's pretty legit looking. But yeah, I would tell you that like when you have GQ on your website, you're immediately trusting them. Like their whole advertising on their Facebook ads would be like GQ mentioned skincare brand, or I'll get 4 free GQ mentioned skincare products. So like they are really heavily pushing that. And even if they spent like $5,000 or $10,000 on it, it probably would like justify itself at that level of scale. So I could see it working potentially for them. But I wouldn't say it gives every brand permission to do that. Like maybe if they're just starting out, it might not make sense to pay for an article. But it is instant authority, especially for men. GQ men is a big one. So I think if you're maybe targeting niche articles, I don't even think it really matters which one you do. Like if you target like Vogue, it's obviously going to be expensive, but maybe a niche brand in your industry or blog, that could be something interesting to try just for that angle on Facebook.
This brand, obviously, you've obviously seen it because I'm assuming Facebook ads, like you would have known them from that world. Like you didn't, Their whole advertising angle, are they pushing the free trial like 90% of their ads, or is it this is just one of their options?
Literally 100% of the ads is free trial. All of it.
As much.
And if you go on their website too, it's all pushing the trial.
Yeah.
Like right now it's festive season, like Christmas season, Black Friday, so they're pushing a bit of that. But if you look at it, they have it on the navigation, they have it on the homepage, they have it everywhere, all over their ads as well. So it's a really, really big piece for them. It's really what built their whole business model. And you can see this brand's following suit of that. So yeah, their whole marketing strategy is that, on top of like just UGC ads. And I think it's a really good one because they don't have to focus on specific products. Like if you look at the 4 angles, there's social proof, so they've got GQ and they have like thousands of reviews. They have like the sex appeal, so like by being using this, women are like you, so all their hooks are like, women going, oh my God, you look, you smell great.
Yeah.
Or like my boyfriend, I would never date a man that doesn't use this. Stuff like that. And then it'll be like acne, which is just like so common. Like everyone has pain with acne. It's one of the top search skincare issues. And then they have the other one, which is wrinkles and black, what's it called? But when you get the bag behind your eyes, like we're probably getting it now with all the stress and stuff. But that's kind of what they push. And so all they can do is just switch out their angles and UGC and try different things, but use that exact same offer and go to the quiz. It's all direct.
Also, it's a quiz, isn't it?
It's a quiz, And it just asks for your details. And that's what I mean. Like this was personalized recommendations, which is, I think, why I've got 2 cleans. Apparently, I'm very dirty because I didn't think I need a hydrate. Apparently, they just said I need a cleanse. So I think that's why I've got 2 of those. It's a personalized recommendation, which is brilliant. So what would you give? If you were to give a rating out of this, we have to give one out of, let's say, 10 every week we do this. What would you say the rating would be for these bad boys?
All right, let's do it this way. Let's go advertising funnel, product quality, and overall design of the product.
Are these each individual ratings, or is this part of 10? The part of the 10?
No. Each one is rated out of 10, and then you take an average of the three.
Okay, fair enough.
So product quality,
yep.
Advertising funnel,
yep.
And overall quality of the product.
Yeah, so, I mean, we don't know the quality of product quality,
that's
obviously.
That's true, actually. Maybe that's a
Let's
shit
say
one.
Advertising funnel, like the messaging, like the level of like sort of targeting to like clarity, of, you know what I mean? Like it's how effective it is at marketing the thing itself.
Let's do funnel and then brand quality.
Brand
clarity.
Let's call it brand.
Yeah.
And then the other one we had.
Product quality. No, product.
Offer.
No.
Jesus.
No, we need to do...
We need like a green supplement next to like stimulate our brain.
No. We need to do marketing funnel.
Yes.
Brand.
Yes.
Like visually and like what's in part of it. And what was the other one I just said?
Was it not offer? Marketing funnel.
Yeah, offer. No, I said funnel.
Is the funnel the offer?
Funnel's the offer. And then...
Oh, unboxing experience.
Unboxing experience.
What's included in the unboxing? Like the thing that we're doing. Oh my God. Okay. I had to cut that all out.
Yes, please.
But all right.
Okay, so let's do out of 10, but let's rank it in three different ways. Unboxing experience, brand funnel, so like the funnel, whether it's good, and then the brand, like
yep.
design, quality of it, product quantity, quality, just yep. visually, and we'll do that.
All right.
Funnel, you went through it. I mean, you're a marketer, probably a better marketer than I've ever met. What are we talking about in regards to the funnel? Was it worth it? Was it good? Did you get hooked on it?
I would give it a solid 7.5 out of 10.
Okay, so better than the average.
It's better than the average. I'd say it's really strong. Like having a free anything is very strong. However, I would say that the opportunity for improvement would be around being a little bit more transparent and clear on
the subscription.
The subscription, I'd say, is good. It's a little confusing as well, like to go through and like you're going through a quiz before you actually get to the free trial part. So I'd say that part, maybe if there was like a lander or something that you landed on that first that kind of talked about the trial. I'd say on the product pages too, I remember I was looking through and I was like, it wasn't obvious the trial was there. It was only if it came directly from the ad and then found it on nav. So it could be a little bit clearer there. So I'd say that I'd give it probably 7.5, but still very strong and definitely one of the better funnels. And like all the ads are like really engaging. So like,
yeah.
They
know their market.
Yeah, they definitely know their market.
All right, what about brand? Because I think this, from these guys' point of view looking in, sorry, from our point of view looking in, their branding is, and brand as an ethos is just perfectly nailed. Like the whole Lumineers thing or whatever it is, the Luminary, like perfectly curated. Like they know the market, they're calling attention to their community. I mean, humans are herd animals, right? Like we want to be a part of a community. They know that and they've perfectly positioned that in terms of people wanting to be a part of it. I mean, the matte black for men, obviously, they've obviously tested that and they know that works, or at least they got lucky and they sort of thought that through. So 10 out of 10 on that front. I think from a branding point of view, I wouldn't change anything. I mean, it is what it is. Like they know who they're talking to. I think the card that it comes in, obviously that falls under unboxing experience, but even on the branding side, like they know the colors, it's yellow, black and white.
Yeah, I'd say that like, just to add to that, like the branding is on point. They know who their market is for sure. They were one of the first people to sort of go for men in a non-male dominated market, which is really strong.
First
mover advantage, but in a market sense, not necessarily a product sense, which I think is like the number one opportunity for most industries.
Yep.
You just go into the Woolworths and you look at which products are just being underutilized, just being one of them, male skincare. But I also like the bold yellow against the black. I feel like you don't see that a lot.
Yep.
And that was kind of like the big thing that makes them stand out from everyone else versus like the white and pink and the common sort of clinical colors. So yeah, definitely I'd give it a solid 9.
Yep.
At least for branding.
Yeah, I reckon it's high up there. I think the branding is on point. I think the community building they've done is even better than most brands.
What about the unboxing? How are you feeling about that?
I mean, it's a free trial, right? They can't lose too much money. Like that is literally probably what the ops manager is focusing on right now. The satchel would have cost them 50 cents landed based on how many units they're buying. I mean, the cards from Officeworks more than likely buying a few hundred thousand of them. I reckon the size of it, I mean, it's what, this one's 5 mils and these are 10 mils, right? They're tiny. Like the whole 30-day trial thing, I think, I don't know. I don't use skincare. I know my partner does and she probably would use this 10 mil and 5 mil probably way quicker than 30 days. I guess that's not the market though. So
yep.
It's kind of irrelevant, but I reckon you're getting through this within 30 days. Maybe that's the point.
Well, that'd probably last a little less than 30 days. But like, I agree. I mean, the whole thing is I need to get people to use it. And I'd actually give the boxing probably like a 4. And my reasoning for that is like, why only give just the three products? Why not add a little sample of some other things? Because at the end of the day, the more things that are in the car, the more likely I'm to come back because it gives me more opportunities to like things. So they might have a deodorant that they could put a little sample into. Maybe they have other skincare products or moisturizers and they have a little single-use sachets or something, because then it gives me more of an opportunity to want to buy. Because I know, for instance, that I buy moisturizer or skincare more than any cleansers, and I might have a cleanser that lasts way longer than a moisturizer. So like having more diverse products outside of just the sample would be my first thing, even though I think a sachet really would cost nothing, especially at their scale. So I would include that. I'd say that they probably missed out on maybe introducing a bit more about the brand.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about the founders. You know, the other package I got the other day from Before You Speak Coffee has like a welcome thing about the founders and the story. We have no connection to the brand there. So there's an opportunity on that side too. But I do love it though. It's still pretty good. But like, yeah, I'd still say like only a 4, to be honest, from what it could have been.
Yeah, I mean, I guess your point around the brand and the identity of it holds true. I still think from an operations, and that's probably where I'm thinking, like, they're probably trying to keep this thing as cheap as physically possible. Because if it's free plus shipping the satchel is going to cost, in most Australian cities, like maybe $10, probably. So they're making, what, $5 on shipping at the absolute most. Lost leader when they're talking to shipping to Perth or WA. You said yourself the advertising cost is probably $50. Side tangent, what do you reckon the unsubscribe rate is?
Ooh, I would say like over 50%.
You reckon?
I reckon over 50% of men would unsubscribe, just because it's a men in particular. So like maybe around 60%. I would say that 40% wow. Say.
How many hurdles do you have to jump through?
You have to message customer support, so it's not available, or you have to log into your Shopify store and then go onto the account and then find that, which I only knew about once I Googled it. And I know that the average consumer wouldn't know that. So yeah, but I still feel like the unsubscribe rate would be quite high, because the next purchase order that comes 14 days after is about $130. So like, wow. it's a pretty big investment for skincare. So yeah, that's the only thing. But it would make sense for them, because if you do, you know, a CPA of, you know, $50, that's still at a 40% unsubscribe rate, just increases, you just divide it and ends up being maybe $90. So it still ends up being profitable for them at that rate.
So you reckon they're turning a profit on purchase number 2 or subscription number 1?
Yeah.
And it's 14 days? The whole thing is 30 days, your 30-day free trial.
But it might be 30. I was thinking it was 14 because of the size, days. But maybe, yeah, okay, 30 days, yeah. I think that could be way less too.
So do I.
It should be 7 days.
Well, that's the point I'm making. Like, yeah, they're waiting way too long.
Way too long.
Well, I reckon they've A/B tested it for sure. And I reckon 30 days is just enough time for the average guy to forget probably about the purchase and go, what the fuck was this? Did I buy that? And they go, whatever. And then forget about it another 30 days.
That's a good point. There would be a lot of forgetters, like people that just kind of subscribe. Yeah, I agree.
Fair enough. Yeah, all right. Well, overall, so we gave the funnel 7.5, the boxing 4.5. And their overall brand like a 9. So what are we calling it? A 7? What's the average to that?
We could do it out of 30.
Do it out of 30? There you go. What's 4 plus 7?
Versus like doing like average math. 4 plus 7 is 11 plus 9 is 20.
20 out of 30. There you go, Lumen. 20 out of 30. That's a pass in our book.
Pretty good.